Welcome back to another episode of the Nutrition Spot podcast. Today, we're going to talk about those ladies who just feel like they're never really hungry, or they feel like their hunger cues are all messed up. And we are live. If you have any questions while we're chatting about this, we would love to hear them. But yeah, let's get into all the kinds of ways we're not feeling our hunger anymore. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, because we have a lot of women who come into our world who, when we're like, okay, we're going to start working on hunger cues, honoring your hunger and how important that is. And they're like, whoa, I haven't felt hungry in years. I've never felt hungry. I don't know what you're talking, like how am I supposed to feel my hunger cues? And for a lot of these women, it's because of dieting, restriction, food rules. You know, we were taught to suppress our hunger. And like Shade and I talked earlier how it was like applauded for our generation to, like, you know, the Kate Moss times, to go without eating, to suppress your hunger, to be like, to even to stretch it, you know, like, okay, I'm hungry, but it's 11. I'm going to hold off. And like, that was like a thing of excellence.
Oh my gosh. When you said that, I was like, oh my, I completely forgot I was that girl. Like, that was me to a T. I even remember boasting that I never feel hungry, and which was such a lie, because I was also that person that Nikki was just saying, like, I would like time my meals, because otherwise if I didn't like stretch it or push it, I would always want to eat. And so one of the things actually, Nikki, when we were planning this, you're like, they're saying they're not hungry, but they're always eating. And that was also me, right? Like, then I also felt like I was addicted to ice cream. So how backwards and how nuanced this is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting, because you would think if we're not feeling hungry all the time, then we'd have like a chronically under-eating issue. But it's the opposite case for most of these women. They never feel hungry, but yet they're in a state of constant overeating, essentially, because they come into our world because they're feeling out of control with food, feeling addicted to food, feeling like they can't control themselves, all those things. And you're like, well, how can you not have hunger cues? But we know why. We're not like saying how. We're just saying, we get it. And we know, we've both experienced it. And it's because of these things we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. And so there's a couple of different reasons why we're not, depending on your background. Again, no judgment. These things happen. A lot of it's from misinformation. And I think, Nikki, you were saying too, like, how this really affects our health. Did you want to get into that now, or we'll get into it later?
Yeah, actually, let's do it, because I think that was why we were going to create this podcast, was talking about like lack of hunger cues. Essentially, like, a lot of women, especially moms, like, we're running on coffee, and it's suppressing our hunger, and then it's causing all these issues mental health wise, like stress, anxiety. When we're not honoring hunger cues and we're under eating in those moments, we're really riding on the edge. Like, we got no patience, we got nothing going on, because our basic needs aren't met. Another thing that women also struggle with is GI and digestive and stomach issues when we're not honoring our hunger too, again, because our bodies want regular, consistent food. And when we're not getting that, we're going to have symptoms. So a lot of times they think that they have a gluten sensitivity, or they can't have dairy, different from lactose intolerance or something, you know, and they think it's the food, but really it's the lack of consistent, regular eating that's causing a lot of problems.
Oh my gosh, again, you're calling out old Shayna big time. I can remember I was that person. Like, I can remember having, not that I had like panic attacks, but I can remember having like bouts of anxiety, specifically while like driving, because it had been too long since I ate last. And so I would always be on like the fence of like, this is so great, I'm not hungry, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not eating, this is so great for my weight. And then boom, like, anxiety would happen because I was way undernourished, and I would have to like talk myself down from that. Like, this takes so much mental space. Like, just thinking back onto like who that was. Wow. It's so if you're feeling, and I was the GI person too, like I had so many tummy troubles and I always thought it was just my gut, but going through the intuitive eating journey and being really well nourished, I have no GI issues now. So yeah, very interesting. So a couple ladies in our world were just telling us how before they met us, they were really that person. They were existing off coffee. They would go all day without eating. They would have their coffee. And then they're just wondering like why they can't focus during the day, why their stomach hurts, and then why they were eating all the things when they got home. And they thought it was their fault, right? And it's a hard struggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cycle.
Yeah, it really is. And I think the first step to being able to overcome all that and change that is to not fear hunger anymore. You know, I think that was a big thing for me is hunger meant eating, and eating was scary because I didn't feel in control around food. And it was, it's like a vicious cycle, because then not eating and suppressing hunger, like we just said, made the overeating and the cravings and the drive for the less healthy foods stronger. And that's the other thing. We haven't actually talked about that. But a lot of people, again, feel like, well, I don't crave veggies. I don't crave fruit. But you are never going to crave those foods if you are not honoring your hunger, just out of scientific reasoning. So when we're not eating and when our hunger and our body's starting to get hungry, we release natural hormones to tell our body to eat. Leptin and ghrelin. Leptin is the fullness. Ghrelin is the hunger signal. But it goes one step further where we have this hormone that gets released called neuropeptide Y that is the drive for carbs, because our brain uses glucose, or like molecule of carbs, for fuel. And so when your blood sugars are getting low, your hunger levels are getting extreme and you're ignoring them and your brain is like, hello, I need to survive. Give me some carbs. It sends out a defense against that neuropeptide Y to get you to eat carbs. And so if you're like, I'm the person that always just wants and the less healthy foods, it feels like that because carbs are demonized. But plus, the longer you let that go, your body wants more easily digestible carbs. So you're not like, oh, I just really want like lentils, you know, complex carbs. No, you're like, give me the most easy thing to digest right now, which is usually a less healthy food. Again, we're not demonizing processed foods, but just out of like the thought, you know, it's something easy that's quick to make and easy to digest. You're not looking for healthy, balanced meals. And so, oh, go ahead, Shana.
No, I always, now on the other side of being an intuitive eater, I see how wise that is of the body, right? Like and this is something we tell our clients all the time, like how cool is it our body, it's able to like taste, it's able to like know like the nuances of food. And when your blood sugar requirement is so high, that's when it's going to like crave those like simple carbohydrates, because you need a hit of glucose fast because things are going south, right? And so yes. Again, it's not the food, it's your body being like, you haven't listened to me this whole time, now we need the heavy hitter. Right. And so that's something exactly. That I finally realized when I finally let myself honor my hunger and eat the heavy hitter cravings for the highly refined carbohydrates went away. My body the thing you just said, I think it needs to be a post of yours where you're like, you're never going to crave the foods that you really want to crave unless you start, however you want to say it, unless you start feeding yourself regularly. That's when the intuitive wisdom of your body, the true wisdom of what you actually need and in the right amounts and the right timing and all of that's actually going to shine through, is if you start listening to your body and getting comfortable with honoring your hunger regularly, which was the scariest thing for us as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's you got to get over that fear. You got to get over thinking that hunger is a bad thing and switch it. Like the simple switch is actually honoring my hunger is beneficial for me because I'm going to be able to make more balanced food choices. My body's going to guide me to the foods. And then even another step further is if you're not feeling hunger. So two things. If you're not feeling hungry when you do eat, because you are still going to eat, how do you know when to stop? You know, how does your body know when it's full? And that might not be something that you can answer right now, because you're gonna be like, well, when I'm full, but it's not actually. When you become an intuitive eater, you do really see that it is like a gauge. We teach it on a gauge, like you have a hunger and fullness scale. And it's kind of like goes one way for hunger, one way for fullness. And when you're not, and when you don't eat at the right time for hunger, it is really hard to shut off. And so if you're someone who just eats till the food is gone, or eats until you're feeling really uncomfortably full, I encourage you to look back and go, okay, am I feeling hunger cues? And at what point am I eating? Because if you're eating when you're not feeling hungry, that's common. But also, if you're like how Shayna was, and you let yourself get too hungry because you're trying to delay, same thing, you like fling over. Eyes are bigger than your stomach type of thing. You know, have you ever had that feeling where you're like, I could eat a horse, I'm so hungry. Well, it's way harder to stop eating unless the food's just gone, if you're too hungry too. So honoring your hunger is actually going to prevent both those things.
I love that. And for a lot of us, we get into this boat of fasting or calorie restriction, which is like basically chronic under eating, doing the coffee thing, like over caffeinating. We get into that boat because we're really worried about our previous food choices, how it's affecting our weight. And to flip that switch of to all of a sudden be like, oh, it's okay, I'm just going to let myself eat, is hard, because right now what we're experiencing is like, well, when I do eat, I overeat and I'm really worried about my weight. But if we think about like how that's really affecting our blood sugar, it's really going to get us in the wrong spot. It's going to like shoot ourselves in the foot, essentially. So if we're like fasting, and then we have this huge glucose intake because we're overly hungry, right? Like almost like a binge type thing. It just like spikes our insulin like crazy. And it's actually going to trigger more of that like storage, because not only is our metabolism decreasing because it doesn't feel like food's available regularly to stoke that fire. You always hear that metabolism analogy. It's also giving it in a huge hit where insulin is a storage hormone. So, right. So it's just, I totally get where you're coming from. I've been there. but if we can reframe it, like Nikki was saying, like if I do let myself eat regularly, that's the path to balanced eating. And that happy fullness signal where you just don't want to eat over past fullness will only come when your body finally feels like food is available. And I just want to say that analogy, you know, like if you hold your breath, you know, the longer you hold your breath, the bigger the inhale is going to be, right? And so if your body feels like food's not available, there's going to be that inhale back to equilibrium. You're like, okay, I'm breathing normally again. And that's when, after you go through that phase, your body's going to be able to feel that internal sweet spot of, I'm hungry. Oh, all of a sudden I'm full. I truly internally just want to stop eating now. And that's when Nikki is saying, it's like hunger doesn't feel good. Fullness feels amazing. We've got to that spot as an intuitive eater where like, I just want to stop eating. And that's your body doing it intuitively.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And you worded that so nicely.
And that's when we're like, okay, that's when we're going to settle at our natural weight. And I like to bring that up because so many of us, it's the weight scariness. The weight scaries is what's driving this whole thing. It was for Nikki, it was for myself, it was for the majority of our clients, right? And so just kind of be like, okay, where do I really want to go? What are the things that I've been doing so far? Are they really getting me to that end game sustainably? No. Is there another way? Yes, absolutely. We've got you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love that you said that. What so much of our life, you know, we kind of just keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. And food is 100%. The way that diet culture is out there rebranding, it's all just the same, you know, yeah. And it's not getting women, especially the women in our world, to where they want to be mentally or physically. They're a mess, you know, and so let's rethink about what hunger actually means and what it can look like, because you can live a life where you get to eat when you're hungry and feel amazing at the same time. Pushing away hunger doesn't feel amazing.
It really does not. I think we were like led to believe, and some of us have experienced some weight loss with calorie restriction or fasting or whatever. We were led to believe that we just weren't doing it consistently, or we weren't doing it right. And so we have in our mind that I just got to get back on track, or I just got to restart, and that's where I need to go. But when like Nikki's bringing up someone like Kate Moss, you know, we don't see the whole behind the scenes of like how she maintained that extremely thin figure for so long. Like, I'm sure there was lots of caffeine and potentially cigarettes and potentially other types of drugs, right? And so this is a very unhealthy way. And I would even say, like, even for some of myself where I was chronically dieting, it made it look so easy on the outside, but mentally it was just so exhausting. Yeah. And I wouldn't say it was my healthiest self either. So it comes with a toll. And when we get to finally listen to our body, we can honestly have the best of both worlds, like feel our healthiest and like let go of all this mental restriction as well.
Exactly. You don't know what's going on in someone's head. And most of the applications we get for our coaching program, they say, I'm just so tired. You know, I'm just so tired. I'm tired of it taking up all of my thoughts. You know, like when you're suppressing your hunger or trying to ignore your hunger or trying to drink water or tea or chew on ice cubes or whatever the like current thing is, how much of your energy are you spending doing that? Pretty much all of it, right?
I didn't realize how much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you have that internal feeling of like, I just want another way. I'm so tired of this.
Yeah. And so we haven't really concluded the fact that if you're someone who doesn't feel your hunger cues right now, that doesn't mean you'll never feel hunger cues again. Your body is just like, well, she doesn't listen. So why am I going to keep saying it, you know, type of thing. And so it's not setting them in a way that you're identifying and you can get them back. There is.
Yeah. So if you're someone where you're like, you're typically not eating until the end of the day, and it's a really big, you know, inhale, like you're like holding your breath and you have a really big inhale at the end of the day, that's a sign that you need more food during the day. So even if it's just, okay, well, this is not going how I want it to, and just having more of like a functional meal in the morning and in the afternoon, even if it's something small, to start that body recognition, that remembrance, and that trust. Your body needs to trust that food's there, then it'll come back online. You know, it might even take a couple of weeks and you'll start feeling the physical signs as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So start eating breakfast. Do it.
Even if it's something small. And even like, and I resonate too with this, like a lot of our clients say, they get to the point, they're like, what's the point of all of this planning and restriction and calculating if I then go eat just a ton of, you know, X amount of calories later, because it's inevitable. You're not the only one that's doing that. Like, our body's going to win and then some, because it's trying to compensate for the fact that things are so sketchy right now, and is trying to do its best and like have your back to make sure that like if things get worse, you're somehow protected. So if we get on the best side of our bodies, like get on in a good relationship with our body and start working with it, all of that like extra savior type eating is going to go away, and you're going to be left with this self-regulated appetite. You're not the only one that doesn't have it, right? But you might have some healing to do to get to that spot.
I love that. You got to work with your body, not against it.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
I love it. I hope we inspired some ladies to, you know, tap in to what their bodies really want, to switch that thinking, that fear around hunger, start maybe writing down some affirmations on hunger and how important it is to honor it. If you need help with that, you know, getting over that fear and giving yourself permission to eat.
The scary thing, like, that your heart is asking is always the right thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.